To call to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council of September 28, 2016. The time is 7:22 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
All the persons. Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Present.
Davis.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Polkowski.
Present.
Rosado.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez. Sanders.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
14 present, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. Can we all please rise for the invocation followed by the pledge?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, the changing of leaf colors, the shortening of days, and the cool, misty mornings signal the change of season is rapidly approaching. Roger's orchards and the numerous country fairs showcase your bounty. We thank you that the seeds you provided have grown and matured, the summer heat has subsided, and the harvest picked. As we plan for the fall leaf pickup, we ask for your support in keeping our backs strong and knees flexible. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we get started this evening, two quick things I just wanted to mention. First off was a big thank you for Main Street USA. Thank you to everybody who attended, record attendance, and a fabulous ending to the night with a beautiful fireworks display. A big thank you goes out to our Parks and Rec Department, Eric Barbieri, Matt Schofield, Craig Bowman. Thank you all so much for your hard work and another job well done. Thank you very much. Set a date for next year yet, Eric?
We're going to do it next month again.
and one more thing I wanted to mention on Friday, for those of you who do know, I do have a charitable fund that I'm very, very proud of. And on Friday, we held our annual Mayor's Trophy Charitable Golf Tournament. We had a record 224 golfers. Stanley Golf Course was packed to its limits, thanks to the staff at Stanley Golf Course who put up with that amount of golfers. And surprisingly, it was a quick day, too. Thank you to everybody, all of our sponsors, everybody who played. Every dollar that's raised in that tournament goes back into benefiting nonprofits and youth organizations in the city of New Britain. Every dollar counts, whether it's school uniforms or football uniforms for our football team, to buying new computers or equipment for some of our after-school programs through the YWCA or the Boys and Girls Club. It's an amazing cause and something that we are very, very proud to continue. So I just want to thank everybody who was a part of that. I have a few requests for points of personal privilege this evening, and I'd like to start with Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, through you, Your Honor. I appreciate it. I'm here to speak with a heavy heart, to share with the general public, with the people of the city of New Britain, my fellow colleagues, the passing of someone who was very, very important to the city over many, many years. Paul Vair passed away last Friday. Rather than get into the details of how or why and the fact that it was not anything that was published at that point, it was the will of Paul. But he was a friend, a mentor, a public servant for decades. He was one of the, at one sense, prideful as well as one of the most humble people that I've ever had the pleasure to know in my life. I wanted to take this opportunity because I felt it important that as the public servant he was, that he be recognized. Paul was a Vietnam veteran, served in the Vietnam conflict, was an attorney, spent 12 years as the executive assistant to Mayor William McNamara, and spent some 7 years as the executive director of the New Britain Housing Authority, not to mention many other positions that he had throughout his life. He gave a tremendous amount to this community. He gave his heart and his soul to this community for years and years on end. He was born and raised in Mount Pleasant. He's a product of the city of New Britain. He did so much for the people in this community that it would be just countless possibilities of explaining that. But I just wanted to have that opportunity. I'm going to miss him very much, and the city will miss him in terms of all his dedication and accomplishment. If I could just have a moment of silence for him, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alderman Salerno.
Thank you.
I have another point of personal privilege this evening from Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. You know, the city of New Britain is a great city because of the people that we have here. And we have so many folks in the city of New Britain that do so much for the community that from time to time, certain individuals in our city do get recognized for what they've contributed. Next Saturday night on October the 8th, the NAACP will be honoring 25 influential residents, so many of whom I know, and actually so many of whom are right here in our midst. I've had the pleasure of working with quite a number of these folks. I'm not going to tell you all of what they do because the list would go on and on. But we have Brian Gibson. We have Paulette Fox. We have Dr. Nicole Sanders. And we have Dr. Richard Basho. We have Torrance Conaway, Carly Hines, Tabucky Jones, James Jones, Donna Lee Crockett, Elizabeth Konoki Ward, the late Arthur Perry, Michael Chief Peterson, Dwayne Pierre. We have Darwin Shaw, Bishop Dale Shaw, George Springer Jr. That name means anything to baseball fans. Yes, that is George Springer Jr. Jerry Brown Springer, Alicia Strong, Johnny Turner, Kevin Williams, Alphonse Wright. And in our midst, we have the one and only Alton Brooks, Alderwoman Shirley Black, Alderman Tramell Collins, and he's not here tonight, but Alderman Manny Sanchez. I think they all deserve a round of applause, and I would encourage folks who are able to attend. Again, it's next Saturday night. It's going to be at St. George Greek Orthodox Church. Starts at 5:30, and congratulations to all of you, and thank you very much for the contributions that you've all made to our great city. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, on to anyone else have a point in personal privilege while I'm looking around? Okay. Alderman Giantonio for approval of the minutes, if there are any. No minutes tonight. Amendments to the agenda, then.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have a couple amendments. We have a proposed substitution of item I and item 1, a withdrawal of item number 5, and an addition of item 13. So again, I make a motion to amend the agenda as follows. Substitute H, substitute 1, a withdrawal of item 5, and an addition of item 13.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. So it's I, right?
No,
it's H.
H. I read H. I said I. Thanks, Justin.
Substitute H1, addition 13, withdraw 5.
Yes.
Questions, comments? Mr. Clerk?
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
14-0.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, Your Honor. We have two. First one is from all the persons Hargraves and Rosado. Please review the need for more street lighting on Devon Street. Residents have expressed concern that there is currently not enough lighting in that area.
Thank you very much. We'll send that to our Public Works.
Okay, the second one is from Alderman Giantonio. Change the zone of the two properties directly abutting 543 West Main Street to the north from A2 to B1.
For Beacon Pharmacy, who is doing an expansion of their business. We'll refer that to our zoning committee and to city plan.
That's it, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, consent agenda, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I am not aware of any alder person asking for any items off of consent, so I make a motion to accept the consent agenda consisting of items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and that's it. So items A through K.
Do I have a second?
Second
by Alderman Collins. Any further discussion, questions, comments? Mr. Clerk.
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosato.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
14-0.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to resolution numero uno. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer resolution number one to the Subcommittee on Administration, Finance, and Law.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. This has to deal with the reorganization of city departments. And at this time, I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules of the council to allow the mayor to present her plan to the council.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi. All those in favor of suspending the rules signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Our rules are suspended. I will be doing one of these if everybody wants to position themselves or flip their seat. I promise it will be fairly brief. Okay. I'll take my glove down here. Thank you all for indulging me. I give me one of these if it's time to go. This should be pretty brief this evening. For those, we're pretty much all familiar with it up here. In 2014 was the first time I proposed our first reorganization of City Hall. It's not uncommon for a mayor to propose these things. Most of what you will see here tonight is not earth-shattering. I will also be here to answer questions from everybody on it at the subcommittee meeting when that is scheduled for. So I'll give the first presentation to you this evening. I'll leave you with some documents. I'll email it to everybody, and then I'll answer all the in-depth questions at the committee meeting, which will be held in November 2nd. So a smart reorg of City Hall, sticking with the smart theme, focusing on efficiencies and effectiveness. This is our current structure. We created this from scratch. When I got here, we didn't have an organizational chart of what was what in City Hall. So this was from 2014 when we brought the first reorg to all of you. And this is all the city departments, all the elected officials, every function that City Hall performs. So why am I doing this now? We're trying to manage a very volatile upcoming budget season. The state and Office of Policy and Management, we expect them to provide us our pilot funding. That's partial reimbursement for state properties, colleges. We all know we only receive a very small percentage of what we are owed by that. We're expected to get that by the end of the month, but we're hoping to receive that very soon. And in the meantime, we certainly struggle with budgets on a day-to-day basis. Until we do receive that payment, our hands are tied by the state, and we all are very, very keenly aware of that. Why else now? We have a number of employees that are going to be retiring. That opens up many opportunities for new talent and also employee cost savings by lowering the pay grade of a lot of the positions and perhaps lowering the positions themselves to ones that we can certainly afford. We're losing a lot of talent. We're losing a lot of people with a wealth of knowledge from City Hall, people that I have certainly been leaning on for advice over the last 3 years, and it will we're certainly sad to see them go, and their knowledge will, and it will certainly miss them, but it presents an interesting opportunity in how to restructure to best use the functions after that. We've talked numerous times about the projected $15 million budget gap that we have for next year. That budget gap must be closed, and it's due to debt service payments. There were some extensive amounts of debt that were issued in years past that were short-term bonds, five-year payoffs. Those are coming due in that year four and five, next year and the year after that. So we know that's the amount of money that we're going to have to pay in that debt service. A scary number, nonetheless, but that's why we've been building up our reserves to be able to afford to pay for that. but we can't deplete the reserves completely. So we have to do other things. We've got no choice. We've got to be creative. We've got to think outside the box. We have to be proactive. We have to plan. We have to plan. We have to plan. We have to think ahead. So here is what our new proposal is. Each of you should have had a – did you all get a printed out version of it in front of you? Okay, great. Thank you. So I'm going to get off of this slide so you all can look at the restructure in front of you, and I'll go into where I talk about it. So currently, here's the most notable changes. I'm not proposing to start this until January 1st of 2017. There's a lot of background work that has to be done in order to make this work. So January 1 is we're aiming to start this on. So currently, one of the biggest changes, we have Economic Development Office of one person, Billy Carroll, right? He's housed in the mayor's office. He's a mayor's office at-will employee. I don't think that our Economic Development Office should be an employee that is in the mayor's office. I also think that the economic development person should be here in City Hall on a daily basis. So Billy will be packing his bags and moving back to City Hall. We'll be glad to have him, though. that's the first proposal. So we want economic development to be its own department. And also with that, there are some functions that economic development has that go hand in hand, and that's city plan and that's zoning. So currently our HUD, Grants Administration, and City Plan are together in the Department of Municipal Development. I'm proposing to take City Plan and Zoning out of that and put it with Billy Carroll here on the second floor of City Hall. So we'll have a new Economic Development Department. City Planner will be in there. And we'll streamline the process for interested developers who are looking to come here. We have been extremely, extremely busy in this area in the last 2 years, very busy to the point where developers don't necessarily know where they go. Do they go to the Chamber of Commerce? Do they come to City Hall? Do they look for Billy? Do they go to Kenny Malinowski and DMD? It's confusing. We need to streamline that process so people know exactly where to go for the services that they're looking for. I am proposing to change the name of Department of Municipal Development to Department of Community Development, just to get the, you know, economic development, municipal development, community thing, try to realign those names for core functions. I'm also streamlining department and division heads, grouping all of our support services into one. So you will see another new department on here called the Department of Support Services, something that we have not had before. Support services encompasses functions that I believe are strongly all related to one another by an information technology piece. Right now, if you are looking for help with anything technology related, you go to Adam Pokorsky in IT, but oftentimes those functions come from the same exact offices, whether it's facilities looking for upgrades with camera systems or time clocks, which all require software upgrades, to the amount of software and programming that goes into our public safety telecommunications center, to our energy initiatives that currently they're not housed anywhere. They are done out of my office, piecemeal, out of Alderman Smedley's spare time, out of the Public Works Department. They're all over the place. We need one person that should be responsible and be a project manager for the many different energy-related initiatives that we have. So we are looking to create one department head, right, a department head for support services department, and make IT, facilities, energy, and PSTC, or public safety telecommunications, we're looking to make them managers, right? Not department heads, not division heads, but they are going to be managers. What does that mean? That means we save money, most importantly. Another proposal that I have is to, right now, Commission on Human Rights and Opportunities is out of the Corporation Counsel's office in that organization. We are desperate for help in our new Human Resources office. That's what it will be called, finally, 21st century human resources, not personnel. Nobody has personnel departments anymore. They have human resources offices, so I'm proposing to change the name of that. But right now, that's an office of one, and it's very difficult. You have a human resources department that is extremely essential to the day-to-day operations of all of our employees and the functions that we provide to our employees, our retirees, and there's not enough help in that office. To alleviate having to hire another person, we're asking that CHRO take on and be a team player and be a part of that new human resources office. We'll be hiring a new human resources director, as our director retired as of just a couple weeks ago, and Mary Pokorsky has been doing an incredible job at picking up the slack and running that office in the interim. And we'll need to give our new director as much support as possible. There's other proposed efficiencies in this reorg, many of which are how we are currently functioning. There are functions that we have, these are already happening on a day-to-day basis. They're just not in the ordinance. Engineering division and public works, right now it doesn't exist in the ordinance, but we all know there's an engineering division, and Rob Trottier knows very well there's an engineering division, but that's not in the ordinance, so we want to codify that. There's no fleet division. We want fleet. Sam Plumley, who's our director of our fleet division, we need to recognize that as its own unit underneath public works. Field services, Mike Thompson, is its own unit under public works. We'd like to recognize that in the ordinance. That is a core function. Again, the streamlining of specific functions, they're just language cleanups. They've been functioning as such regardless. Moving forward from this, I'll be working with the president of 818 on getting approvals for the changes that directly affect manager positions. I'll be working with our interim personnel director to update job descriptions and also write new ones. We've been working very diligently on that. All new job classifications will need to go to civil service per the merit rules, and the Common Council will be approved by all of you as well. You will, on this document, you'll have to have a subcommittee, you have to have a public hearing, which I was just informed will be being held, on November 2nd, so I will be present for that. There is cost savings to this, an estimated 200 in employee cost savings in the first year. There's a lot of things that we will save more after that, but with employees who are retiring that have so much time with the city, their payouts are also quite large, and we'll have to be able to budget for that too. So there's a lot of different layers on how to afford this, but all in all, it's all in an effort to save money. We are taking our time with this. Again, this is for January 1. I did meet with all the department heads to discuss and get input, and I did receive some very good feedback from them. I did change some things from the initial proposal based off of their feedback. I was very pleased with the participation I had from our employees on that. It is very helpful to get their opinions. But at the end of the day, we know that we have to save money. We know we have to do some things differently because of that, and I do truly believe that this is a good way to get that started. So, again, taking our time, we're looking for a January 1 start date. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that has to be done to make this proposal a reality, a lot of job postings and reclassifications and writing that has to be done. So I look forward to answering any questions that you have at the subcommittee meeting. Of course, we can talk offline before then, but November 2nd, I will certainly be prepared to go in detail with that. So that's what I got for you guys. Thank you.
Your Honor, motion to return to regular order.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosato. All those in favor of returning, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, we're returned at 7:46 p.m. Thank you for your indulgence.
So, Your Honor, I just wanted to add one quick thing. This is going to Admin Finance and Law on the 2nd and not October 5th because of our posting rules. We have to post the agenda 7 days before, and we do not have enough time between now and the October 5th Admin Finance and Law meeting, so that's why it's going to the November 2nd meeting. So I just wanted to clarify that in case anyone had those questions.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Okay, now that's done. Any questions or comments on the referral? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll see you on November 2nd. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and refer item number 2 to the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 2 has to deal with the sale of property at 125 Columbus Boulevard to not Poco Partners anymore. I cannot remember the new name.
Zenowith Partners.
So this is the old police station property. So we will refer this to committee. It's for a sale price of no less than $150,000. And this is going to be a multi-million dollar, $58 million anticipated project. So it'll be great to talk about this in committee, and I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? All those in favor of the referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Carlozzi, Resolution 3.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt Resolution number 3.
Secondo.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Thank you, Your Honor. So as our clerk mentioned to us, fall is upon us, leaves raking, and lots of football games and all of that. But along with that, in the month of October, we have Italian American Heritage Month and Columbus Day. And this is a resolution which acknowledges that Columbus Day is the oldest national holiday in the United States. Christopher Columbus journeyed to the New World in 524 years ago. The city of New Britain certainly has had a number of individuals of Italian American heritage who have been responsible for the in every walk of life in the city of New Britain, whether it's building roads, building buildings, attorneys, corporation council, mayors, factory workers, anyone that you can think of, any employments you can think of, Italian Americans have been part of that. There will be a ceremony on October the 10th. The Italian American fraternal organizations, including the Angelo Tommaso Senior Lodge, Order Sons of Italy, Calabria Mia, the General Emilio Society, Angelo Custode Society, the Campo di Biella Society, and Italian Heritage Foundation will be there. Our mayor will be there as well. And I believe that there will also be a Italian flag ceremony over Central Park at some point in the next couple of weeks. So this resolution calls it the City of New Britain proclaim October 10th, 2016 as Columbus Day. And I urge its adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we're now entering the Smedley Show. Alderman Smedley.
I'll just remain standing for the next hour, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. Motion to accept and adopt item number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Collins.
Your Honor, this is a receipt of grant funding for bioterrorism emergency preparedness planning. In the amount of $53,044 from the state of Connecticut to the department, or from the state of Connecticut Department of Public Health for our health department. And I do encourage approval of this.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 5 is withdrawn. Resolution 6, Alderman Smedley.
Motion to accept and adopt item number 6.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hargraves.
Your Honor, this is also related to the bioterrorism emergency preparedness. We are going to be ready. In the amount of $36,140 to EMS to assist with emergency planning from the health department. This is directly related to the $53,000 that we just adopted. I do urge adoption.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Your Honor, I rise again. Motion to accept and adopt item number 7.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Polkowski.
This is a breakdown of the budget appropriations related to grant funding from the state of Connecticut, specifically health per capita. It, again, divvies up the money that we just adopted. I do urge adoption.
Questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I rise again, Your Honor. Motion to accept and adopt item number 8.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Black.
This resolution is related to lead poisoning and prevention. It's the receipt of additional funding in the amount of $31,130 from the State of Connecticut Department of Public Health. If you do have any questions, there is very specific information in our packet related to this. I do urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by...
Alderwoman Black is on this resolution.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Your Honor, I'm going to work out a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Seconded by Alderman G. Antonio.
And I made the workout joke because this is related to obesity in school-age children. Receipt of funding in the amount of $25,114 from the State of Connecticut Department of Public Health. Again, there is more information, and this will help to cover full-time salaries related to implementation of the obesity prevention program in our schools.
Questions, comments? I mean, the health department is here. If anybody has any questions, I mean, she's here.
I apologize. Yeah. I forgot to recognize that. I'm so sorry. We're going to talk later.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Your Honor, motion to accept and adopt item number 10.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders.
This is a receipt of grant funds yet again for grant-funded personnel to perform services, specifically minimizing the risk of spreading sexually transmitted diseases through awareness, identification, treatment, and intervention in the amount of $13,223, and I do urge adoption.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Oh, I do have 11. Motion to accept and adopt item number 11, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
This is a motion related to the Senior Center. You guys are not fair. Community-based exercise program, Zumba Gold for seniors. I do encourage some of our aldermen to join, and I urge adoption.
I know. Is that a fat joke or an old joke?
Both.
I work for CHRO, you know. We have to watch that.
All those in favor of Zumba classes for our seniors at the Senior Center, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Resolution number 12. Alderman Naples.
Aye.
All right.
Your Honor, I'm pleased to relieve Alderman Smedley and move to accept and adopt item number 12.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Sanders.
This is a result of a requirement from the EPA having to do with the Clean Water Act. And we're required to come up with a master plan for sampling and wet weather screening of sewers and other water runoffs. And we are hiring a consultant to do that. And the cost is $148,000. I urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any questions? Alderman Polkowski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have to recuse myself of this vote. This is a project that I am going to be working on for the Public Works Department, so I cannot vote on it. Thank you.
Alderman Naples.
I forgot to mention that Director Bly is here to answer any questions anybody might have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on this fairly routine item? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Welcome back, Alderman Polkowski. Alderman G. Antonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer to the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, item 13.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
This item deals with eliminating subsection J of section 22-2 of our ordinances around deferred assessments. This will go to the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, and at that time, City Assessor Mike Koenig will be there to answer any questions that we might have, and I urge referral.
Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments on this? It's a tool that we often use for developments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Sanders, seconded by Alderman Rosato. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:56 p.m. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.